Before we get started, I want to thank our friends at SMA Support for sponsoring today's episode. If you're spending your evenings answering phones, chasing leads, or buried in administrative work, SMA provides trained virtual team members who specialize in the roofing industry. Whether you need help with customer service, inside sales, production support, or administrative tasks, they've helped hundreds of contractors free up their time and focus on their business. You can learn more by visiting smasupport.us. Tell them Dave sent you. Welcome back to the Roofer Show. I want to ask you a simple question today. How healthy is your roofing business? I don't want to know how busy you are, how much revenue you're doing, or how many leads you're getting. How healthy is the business itself? Some of the biggest problems in a roofing company don't show up all at once. They develop slowly, just like they would with our health. As I've gotten older, and I have gotten a little older, I've come to appreciate annual physicals and a lot more than I used to. When you're younger, you go to the doctor because something hurts. As you get older, you realize that's not the point. Your doctor checks things you can't see. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, heart rhythm, all kinds of stuff. You may feel perfectly fine while something serious is developing beneath the surface. High blood pressure is often called the silent killer because you don't necessarily feel it. And that was in my case, man. I had high blood pressure for a long time until I went for my physical. Didn't know it, man. And it just eats away. Anyway, but business works the same. You know, the problems usually don't announce themselves. They quietly grow until one day you're wondering, where'd all the cash go? I've seen companies doing $5 or even $10 million a year that weren't healthy. And I've seen smaller companies making more money with less stress. Revenue isn't a health report. It's just one number. So let's get into the five silent killers. Number one is poor profit margins. And here we're talking about gross profit. Okay, what's your gross profit margin on each job? You need to know that. You can stay busy for years without realizing you're underpricing your work. See it all the time. If you're not consistently measuring gross profit by job type, you may be working harder every year while making less. Number two, weak cash flow. One of the most common things I hear, we're busy, but there's never any money in the bank. Have you ever had that? That's a symptom, not a disease. Usually the real issue is pricing, collections, overhead, or poor planning. Number three, flying blind financially. And that's owners who don't really know their numbers. If your books aren't current, if you don't know your break-even, if you don't know your gross profit, you're making decisions without good information. That's like driving across the country with no dashboard. All right, number four is owner burnout. I know all about that. You're estimating, you're selling, managing production, answering customer calls, putting out fires. You're working nights and weekends, and you're chained to the business. It relies on you for everything. That's not a healthy business. All right, number five, the fifth silent killer is no plan. No one ever taught most roofing contractors how to build a business. The business end of the business. They learned roofing, not business. So they spend years reacting instead of leading. Without a plan, everything feels urgent. Nothing feels intentional. Let me tell you a personal story, because I wasn't immune to this. There were times in my own business when I thought things were going great because we were growing. Then, smart enough to hire a consultant, and we dig into the numbers and realize, hey, we got problems that need attention. Growth hides a lot of mistakes. That's one of the biggest lessons I learned. A healthy business isn't necessarily the biggest business. It's the one that's profitable, well-run, financially strong, and, most importantly, gives the owner a great life. And after seeing these problems day in, day out, I created something new, and it's called the Roofing Business Health Check. Think of it like your annual physical. We'll review your financial statements, your pricing, your sales and marketing, operations, your leadership, your culture. Then I'll put together a personalized roofing business health record showing what's healthy, what needs attention, and what I recommend you focus on first. The goal isn't to criticize. The goal is clarity. Because once you know what's really going on, you can make better decisions. You're going to have more confidence in those decisions. So let's dig a little deeper into why I created this. As I mentioned, every week I talk with contractors from all over the country. Sometimes it's coaching calls, sometimes strategy session, sometimes it's just someone looking for a little advice. Almost every conversation starts this way, though. I simply ask, "So, hey, what's going on?" And then I listen, okay? And one owner says, "Hey, Dave, I want to double my business." Another says, "Hey, I need more leads." Someone else tells me they want to do $10 million in sales. Or maybe they're frustrated because they're working harder than ever and don't seem to be getting ahead. Those are all great goals and real concerns. But here's the problem. How can I possibly tell someone what they should do before I really understand their business? It'd be like walking into your doctor's office saying, hey, doc, I don't feel good. Your doctor doesn't immediately hand you a prescription. He starts by asking questions. What's been going on? How long has it been happening? Has anything changed? Then he checks your vital signs, you know, maybe order some blood work, gathers information before making it a diagnosis. That's exactly how I believe we should approach a roofing business. Before we talk about growing or marketing or hiring, let's first find out where the business stands today. And that's where my three-legged stool concept comes in. Can you sell work? Do you have a consistent way to generate leads, build trust, and close profitable jobs? Can you do work? Do you have systems, people, and processes in place that deliver a great customer experience and allow the business to run efficiently? And then finally, can you keep score? Do you really know your numbers? Are your books current? Are your margins where they should be? Is your cash flow healthy? Can you confidently answer those questions without guessing? Those are the vital signs of your roofing business. A quick thank you to another great sponsor of The Roofer Show, and that's ProLine, ProLine CRM. One of the biggest themes in today's episode is knowing the health of your business. Well, that's almost impossible if your information is scattered across spreadsheets, sticky notes, and disconnected systems. ProLine was built specifically for roofing contractors to help them manage your sales, production, job costing, and financial reporting all in one place. If you're ready to make better decisions with better information, check out ProLine at useproline.com. Set up a demo. Check it out. It's pretty cool and will really help your business. Be sure to use my promo code DAVE50. That's Dave in capital letters. And you'll get an exclusive discount. One of the things I've learned over the years is that the problem people think they have is often not the real problem. Contractor might think he needs more leads, but after looking at the business, we discover he's closing only 20% of his appointments. Or maybe he's closing plenty of work, but his pricing's too low. Or maybe sales have doubled over the past few years, but profits have actually gone down because overhead keeps creeping up. Those are the kinds of things you don't always see when you're busy running the business every day. That's why I created the Roofing Business Health Check. It's different from most coaching programs because it doesn't start with advice. It starts with understanding. It starts with diagnosis. Once we understand the health of your business, then we can decide what deserves attention first. Maybe you don't need more marketing. Maybe you don't need another salesperson. Maybe you just need to strengthen the foundation you've already built. Because a healthy business is built on a strong foundation. And once that foundation is in place, everything else becomes easier. So if you're listening today and you're asking yourself, am I missing something? Why does it feel like we're working harder but not getting ahead? Why is cash always so tight? Are my margins where they should be? Am I building a healthy business or just a busy one? Then maybe it's time to step back and give your business the same attention you'd give your own health. The reality is, you don't have to wait for a crisis. You don't have to wait until you're out of cash. You don't have to wait until you're burned out or wondering where the profits went. The best time to identify a problem is before it becomes an emergency. And that's why I created the Roofing Business Health Check. It's not about criticizing your business. It's about understanding it, finding the strengths, and identifying the weak spots, and helping you build a stronger foundation for the future. If you'd like to learn more about this, just visit theroofercoach.com. It's theroofercoach.com, and click on Roofing Business Health Check. I'd love the opportunity to sit down with you, understand your business, and help you build a healthier, more profitable company. Thanks for spending a little time with me today. If you found this episode helpful, I'd appreciate it if you'd subscribe, leave a review, and share it with another contractor who could benefit from it. Till next time, keep selling, keep doing good work, and don't forget to keep score. We'll see you on the next episode of The Roofer Show.